The girls are wearing turquoise t-shirts with the Girls on the Run logo, and each of them has the number one pinned to their back. They run in the drizzle next to coaches who have been with them for the whole 12-week program. Diane Gubitayo is in charge of prevention programs at Ketchikan's Women in Safe Homes, or WISH. She helps organize the Girls on the Run program here.
Woo-hoo! Go, guys!
This is the celebration of the season. They spend essentially 12 weeks training to run this race. And it's not really a race, it's a run, because we're not timing them. It's not about winning, it's about finishing, and it's about doing it.
One of the people cheering the girls on is the founder of the nationwide Girls on the Run program.
Girls on the Run is a character development program that gives school girls the tools to navigate adolescence and life with a strong sense of self.
Molly Barker started Girls on the Run in North Carolina in 1997. Now she visits places as far away as, well, Alaska, to support local Girls on the Run groups. The Ketchikan Girls on the Run program helped sponsor her travel here. So, why running?
Well, I've been a runner my whole life, and running really was a place for me where, and we all have them, those negative voices in our head that may say I'm not pretty enough or smart enough. When I ran, those voices just went away, and I felt very strong and empowered.
Here's 11-year-old Maggie Hertz's take on it.
So no matter what, you move forward. So running makes you keep on moving forward. That's what I think.
Moving forward from what? What do you think are some of the hardest things that 11-year-old girls are going through?
Bullying. Being picked on. I have a friend, and she likes a boy, and the boy makes fun of her. I don't get why she likes him. I want her to feel good about herself, but it's hard to do that when she likes the boy.
The young runners I talked to said bullying is one of the main problems for kids their age. One of the coaches, Chad Lawler, pointed out one way Girls on the Run deals with that.
They have a thing called the positive cord and negative cord. So a positive cord being being able to say certain things that will make themselves feel better or make others feel better, versus the negative cord where it might actually be skewed as bullying or something like that. The whole program kind of goes real in depth with different characteristics like that.
Chad ran the 5K with 11-year-old Jasmine Stevens. She's wearing a pink medal around her neck after finishing the run.
I felt great, and I felt in the power, like I was the person controlling everything.
Some of the girls say they're worn out from the run, but it seems like the adrenaline level is still pretty high.
They just say you can do it. They play fun games. They're so nice.
That's 9-year-old Lena.
They are always saying, let's run, come on, you can do it.
You can do it. It's a simple message that applies to both running and overcoming the trials of grade school and middle school. In Ketchikan, I'm Emily Files.